Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. It's episode 81 of the O Woman Podcast. And today is the first day of spring, which is really exciting. It's the spring equinox today. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about our own personal equinox, balancing you. So the concept of the equinox, both the spring equinox and the fall equinox, is that there's a quality present. My husband actually proposed to me on the fall equinox because we are really interested in solar and lunar events. And he chose that day because he thought it would be really symbolic to ask me to be his life partner on a day where there's half of one thing and half of another thing. So it was symbolic because it was that we would always be equal partners. There would always be a half and half situation. And so it can be a really meaningful time for some people, and it's certainly a meaningful time for the earth. Spring begins, and around this season, in most places of our country, flowers start to grow. Babies eventually are born, animal babies, things like that. But beyond that, the springtime, and particularly today, the equinox, the day of equal night and equal day, a day of equality, is a really good time to think about the balance of things in your life. Because that's really what something being equal to something else is about. You compare the two and you see that they are balanced. They weigh the same on some scale to you, whether it's length or value or weight. You know, it just depends. So equal aspects of yourself and balancing your own life and balancing your activity and your emotionality is a really good thing to do right now. Because for a long time, a lot of places in Europe, they would celebrate the new year around spring, until our more modern day calendar kind of came into effect in a lot of other countries too, just around the world. The new year is not the same time, you know, January 1st for everybody. A lot of New Year's were originally and still are right around the beginning of spring, and that makes a lot of sense because it is a time for a renewed life. One thing I wanted to mention, I just learned this recently, is there is a Saxon goddess who kind of represented fertility, and she was kind of the bringer of new life, and Easter is actually named after her. Her name, I don't know how to say it necessarily. I think it's Estre, but Easter is named after her, so is East, the same root word. But she symbolized new life, and she was associated with hares and rabbits and eggs. So you really see the kind of parallel that the Easter holiday kind of took some of those symbols and decided to mix it in to the meaning of, you know, a lot of people's belief in Easter. Some current calendars in the world and many, many, many calendars of the past were based on solar events. A lot of them were very circular shaped, kind of like sky charts or different wheel shaped things with beautiful designs that helped people figure out when the equinox would be, when the solstice would be, and keep track of the years and the seasons and time like that. So it's really new for us to be on a schedule, or for humans to be on a schedule that is not fully dictated by the sun and the seasons. And if you think about early humanity, you couldn't keep the same schedule in the winter as in the summer because you have different types of work. And sometimes in the winter, you just have to buckle down and survive. So it's really new for humanity to continue to do their Monday through Friday, you know, every day, every week of the year. That kind of a schedule sometimes denies a cyclical nature to things. And a lot of people do it, and a lot of people should do it. You know, it's the way things go. You just have to have a job that works for you. And some people, I think, are more adaptable to having that sort of schedule than others. That schedule's kind of hard on me. But a lot of people grew up doing it. Their families grew up working 9 to 5, or that kind of regular, you know, 5 days a week, kind of 40 hours thing. And so it isn't a bother at all. But it still isn't as cyclical as your time can be. So if you're in a situation where you have a job like that, or you just have many aspects in your life that run that way, because they do, you can look for the cycles in your other aspects of your life, in your personal life, in your sexual life, in your energy level, to give yourself some sort of renewal time in the spring. No doubt you're probably having a really exciting time right now because you're noticing winter's over and this was a hard winter for some of us, and you're starting to get excited about the plants blooming. And that right there is a cyclical thing, because humans naturally focus on cycles, focus on the symbols of these cycles, like new life and flowers and eggs and babies, and really enjoy it. So, but beyond that, I wanted to talk, as I said, in more detail about just approaching balancing your personality as you go into sort of the new year of growing and growth. It's a good time to start on new paths. No doubt you feel motivated to start on new paths. Spring is a time when I always think of this thing I really want to do that's important to me, that's special, and I kind of want to get started on it. Versus if you think in the winter, you're not as motivated to start fresh projects, probably because it's not as natural of a time in the history of humanity to do something like that. So when you're thinking about balancing your personality, I'm thinking on a kind of a broad general scale. So anybody can do this. It's not about, balancing exactly half of this and half of that. It's about finding the balance that works for you, because that's true balance. Accommodating the way your life goes, what your needs are, what your family's, partners, friends, people that you love's needs are, and figuring out a way to keep on the balance beam, as opposed to a 50-50 split of everything. That rarely works, and yet it's still very symbolic and cool on today, you know, the spring equinox. So, particularly for women, I think it's important to think about balancing your personality in a way that is going to be beneficial for you in dealing with others. So women have fallen to the trap of feeling like they're too nice sometimes. A lot of women are grow up and are told, you know, be nice, be caring, you know, which is a value everyone should have. But you don't need to be kind and nice to everyone. You can be a generally kind person and not be kind or nice to everyone. It depends on if it's going to put you in a place where your values and your needs are compromised, and it depends on if you feel like being nice. If you have a gut response to something, that something isn't right, you do not need to be nice. I think the concept of be nice goes against some intuitive feelings women have to step up and get angry and to take care of themselves, and I think that can be a major detriment. So I think thinking about when you feel obligated or naturally interested in being nice to someone, or when you feel obligated or naturally interested in ignoring someone or saying forget you, I think it's really important to think about that, especially when you start the new year. People can get kind of intense and excited about their projects, and you should also be intense and excited about making sure you're standing up for yourself, but that you're also nurturing other people in a fair way. Another balance to think about is the social aspects of yourself and the solitary aspects of yourself. Also, because spring is so exciting, you want to get outside, you want to do all these things, you start to overschedule yourself. Oftentimes, you're overscheduling yourself with other people, seeing a friend you haven't seen in a long time, because finally, you both have the energy to go to this place. Make sure that you're not overstressing yourself. It is a great, fresh time to start for things and to see people and to socialize, but remember to keep some solitary time for yourself so you don't get burned out. Because just as soon as we get through spring, it's going to have really hot, tiresome summer. And it's really easy to get burned out in the summer, socially, emotionally, and definitely physically, because it can get really hot. Another trap that I think women fall into a lot is feeling like you always have to be in the caretaking role. Everybody should try to be a good caretaker when the time is right, but you can't always be a caretaker of others because it will be at the expense of yourself. So thinking about caretaking for others and caretaking for yourself, and where you need to draw the line and where you need to find projects and things that invigorate both you and others so that it isn't always work to be a caretaker. I know, you know, for example, being a mom is always difficult and always work, but it's always rewarding. But there's going to be aspects of being a mom where you'll be able to take some time and figure out what you need for yourself, which is going to give you greater energy and invigorate the entire family dynamic if you're approaching that solitary time in the right way and you're approaching that selfishness which you deserve to have in the right way. Not selfish in a bad way, selfish in a thinking of yourself, which is literally what that is. That's what you need to do sometimes. So don't forget about that. Don't get carried away thinking of all your family members, all the people you have to take care of, and all of their projects that they're excited about this coming season. Focus on yourself too. It's important, even more important. And if you don't agree with that, then at least as important. Another thing that sometimes can be hard to balance in the spring, at the expense of overdoing it, is the contrast between your physicality and moving, as opposed to kind of being inactive. Because winter is sort of a time of being inactive. We're inside a lot more. I know I always get chubbier. I gain like 5 or 10 pounds usually. And then as soon as spring hits, just because there's always so much to do outside, and I think the things we eat are different, fresher foods, more food probably I eat in the spring, but fresher foods. It's a time when I definitely feel out of shape at first, and not in a way that is like, oh, I feel flabby, because I'm sure I have flab in places, I know I do, but I'm not as strong as I used to be. I kind of softened up, honestly, over winter. And I actually kind of have sort of hurt my back muscles recently, the past week, doing too many things out in the yard, pulling this out, moving this, lifting heavy things, because I have so much energy to start these projects. But I can't forget that I was pretty much inactive for 5 or 6 months out of the year, except for house stuff, and going places. I wasn't heavy lifting. I wasn't moving. I wasn't planting. I wasn't doing things like that. You have to take it easy on yourself, and you have to try to pay attention to your limits early on so you don't overstress yourself. Try to find a good pattern for working and take it slow at first, because I've definitely worn myself out, and it's because my core, back, and stomach muscles are not as strong. Some of my body, I feel like personally, generally stays the same strength all the time, whether or not I do things. I think my shoulders and my arms and my legs are almost always about the same strength. At least baseline strong enough to do all the things I would want to do any time of the year. But other parts of me, not so much. My back, lower back muscles and my stomach muscles, that whole area isn't. And I think that's probably the part of me that becomes weaker over winter as I'm hanging out, mostly sitting around. So take care of your body in that way. Make sure you're not stressing yourself so you don't blow a gasket before the really intense, extra busy time hits, which will probably be summer or later spring. And then the balance too between movement versus stillness. This is kind of related to taking care of your body, not overdoing it. It's kind of related to being social versus solitary. But spring is such a time of movement. You can just look outside in nature and see it. Animals are moving. Everybody's either like having babies or flirting or mating or doing all these things. Things are growing. Things happen overnight, it seems like. And it can be really busy and it can be refreshing and fantastic, but it can also take a little bit of your stillness away, the stillness that you might need to focus in on yourself. There is always a value in slowing down and taking a moment and being still. And I have a hard time doing that sometimes. I'm just like, go, 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 sometimes all the time, every day. Throughout the day, it's really hard for me to be still, until it's at the end of the day, and then I'm just like dead, like, okay, I'm done for the day. But it's really refreshing and really valuable for you to find activities, find moments for yourself where you can be still. And that doesn't mean necessarily physically still. That means some part of you has kind of gone into a relaxed space. It could be you go for a walk and your brain can shut down. It could be you lay around and take a nap. Whatever works for you, in order that you can be a little bit still and calm and reflective and think about your plans and your ideas and make sure you're going down the right path as you go forward in this new exciting time, in this new exciting season. That's just a few things to think about on today, the fantastic spring equinox. I switch back and forth between saying equinox and equinox. but I will always love equinoxes because of the fact that my husband proposed to me on the fall equinox, and I just love how symbolic that really is for both spring and fall. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit today, and hopefully you launch yourself wholeheartedly into whatever great projects you have going for the spring, but that you also are really aware of your limits, you work towards your goals in a nicely paced way, And you make sure to nurture yourself so that you have the energy to make it all the way through the year and back again. Thanks so much for listening to the show. As always, I love talking to you guys. Check out the website, awomanpodcast.com, and scope out all the old episodes you might have missed. If you go to episode archives, you'll find all other 80 episodes, since this is episode 81. Check out A Woman Podcast on Facebook. Go to iTunes, subscribe, and like the episodes. That would be really helpful. And you can always email me, emma@awomanpodcast.com, or leave a comment on the website. Whatever you want to do is great with me. Let's start a conversation, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.